By now, I'm sure you heard about Kamala Harris's running mate, Tim Walz's new nickname, Tampon Tim, because as governor of Minnesota, he made sure that there were free tampons in all of the boys' bathrooms in all public schools throughout his state. And you may have seen this meme cementing the nickname to him permanently. But no one could have imagined that the Democrats themselves, including one very high-level Marxist, who I'll show you in a moment, would have embraced the nickname. This from NPR, why Republicans are calling Walz Tampon Tim, and why Democrats embrace it. This from the Los Angeles Times, Republicans' Tampon Tim joke about Walz is already backfiring, they say. Of course, the media and the Marxist Democrats are being deceptive about this and telling only half of the story, framing the issue as if the governor signed the bill into law in order to help the girls to prevent them from being embarrassed and not having a tampon so they wouldn't have to ask around some of their fellow students in class before they went to the bathroom. And that actually would be a good idea. In fact, many schools have had free tampon dispensers in the girls' bathrooms for generations. But the reason we call him Tampon Tim is because this bill specifically stated that the tampons also did go, into the boys' bathrooms as well. And it would be one thing for the Democrats to try to defend that bill, okay? But instead, they have literally embraced the name Tampon Tim, with Hillary Clinton posting the meme. When I first saw this, I thought maybe it's a parody Hillary Clinton Twitter account, but it really is her. She posted the Tampon Tim meme. How nice of the Trump camp to help publicize Governor Tim Walz's compassionate and common sense policy of providing free menstrual products to students in Minnesota public schools. Let's do this everywhere, she says. Of course, only telling half of the story. The real story is that he put the tampons in the boys' bathroom. And just when you thought things couldn't get any weirder than Hillary Clinton boosting the Tampon Tim meme, this Washington Post columnist wrote, since hashtag Tampon Tim is trending, which it was, I'll point out that in high school, any boy who casually was like, oh, you got your period? I stashed a pad from the bathroom in my backpack in case one of my friends needed it. That boy would be King Stud, she says. That boy would be drowning in prom invites. I'm sorry, lady. Boys will do some weird and desperate things, hoping to get girls' attention and win them over. But there's one thing that no boy on planet Earth has ever done. It's keep a feminine product in their backpack just in case one of the girls may need it. Meanwhile, Tampon Tim's running mate is spewing complete and utter nonsense on the campaign trail.
Because while our economy is doing well by many measures, prices for everyday things like groceries are still too high. You know it and I know it.
You don't know anything. Your advisors put that in your speech because you haven't been to a grocery store in years.
You know, when I was attorney general, I went after price-fixing schemes. And when I am president, it will be a day one priority to fight to bring down prices. I will take on big corporations that engage in illegal price gouging. I will take on corporate landlords that unfairly raise rents on working families.
First of all, if you wanted to fix the inflation problem, you would take on the Federal Reserve banking cartel. But we all know that's not going to happen. And actually, it was under your administration that the inflation problem skyrocketed. Not to mention, one of the main reasons why rent has gone up so much over the last few years is because of the 8 million illegal aliens that the Biden-Harris administration allowed to enter into our country. And so, since you can only build so many houses in a set period of time, now we're having a housing and an apartment shortage. And old Joe made his first public appearance since announcing he was ending his re-election campaign, and obviously his caretakers have been keeping him in hiding because every time he sits in front of a camera, he does something like this.
Are you confident that there will be a peaceful transfer of power in January 2025?
If Trump wins, no, I'm not confident at all. I mean, if Trump loses, I'm not confident at all.
Wait. So if he wins, then there's not going to be a peaceful transfer of power, but then he supposedly corrected himself and said, well, if he loses, there won't be. But if he loses, then there wouldn't be a transfer of power because Kamala would just retain the power that the Biden administration already has. Or maybe old Joe let the cat out of the bag about the Democrat plan for if Donald Trump does win, because it seems to be an open secret at this point with Congressman Jamie Ratskin, who was on the January 6th committee, just openly talking about their scheme.
So it's going to be up to us on January 6, 2025, to tell the rampaging Trump mobs that he's disqualified. And then we need bodyguards for everybody and civil war conditions, all because the nine justices, not all of them, but these justices who have not many cases to look at every year, not that much work to do, a huge staff, great protection, simply do not want to do their job and interpret what the great 14th Amendment means.
Note, he said January 6, 2025. This is not an old clip, not referring to what happened on January 6 back in 2020. They are anticipating that if Donald Trump wins, that they're going to claim that he's ineligible because of Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which claims that if somebody had engaged in insurrection, then they would be disqualified. But Donald Trump was not charged with insurrection, which is an actual crime that's on the statutes. Things are going to get weird. We're now less than 90 days from the election. And if, God forbid, Donald Trump and J.D. Vance lose, and then Cackling Kamala and Tampon Tim win, then this is the kind of new legislation that we can expect them to roll out.
I think we need to push back on this. There's no guarantee to free speech on misinformation or hate speech, and especially around our democracy.
Actually, there is. It's called the First Amendment, which obviously the Marxist Democrats are hoping to repeal. And when I call them the Marxist Democrats, that's not hyperbole. That's not political rhetoric. They literally are communists.
It has to be about a goal of saying everybody should end up in the same place. And since we didn't start in the same place, some folks might need more.
We have to end up in the same place. Not just have the same opportunities, not have equal rights. They changed it from equality to equity, and so they're giving extra rights, extra money, extra privileges to non-whites, non-Christians, non-heterosexual people, non-citizens. They are literally regurgitating Karl Marx's mantra, from each according to his abilities to each according to his needs, which wasn't in the Communist Manifesto, was in some other writings of his, but this is the core of communism. For you normal people out there, I'm sure you'll enjoy the Fight for Trump t-shirt, available in my online store, markdice.com, or click the link in the description below. Also available in a tank top, long sleeve, and a hoodie. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.